how do you visualize yourself as you're preparing for that unique place that you play as a sort of the arbiter, the guy that helps people bring them into the actual playing field or surface?
Well, the hardest thing for a broadcaster, I think, is to watch your own work. And I can't think truly of one broadcast I've ever done where I've just been completely satisfied and felt like, right, I nailed it. Now, there are times when you feel you've had a good quarter or you've called a play a certain way that had the kind of feeling, emotion, resonance that you're trying to all bring together and make it as good as possible. But I think it's a business, the broadcasting business is a business where you beat yourself up a lot and you rarely come away satisfied. You know, in other businesses, people can kind of, you know, watch the success or failure ratio with, you know, how much money that account brings into their company or how many cases they win in court or how many successful heart transplants they have or whatever. In the broadcasting business, it is so subjective. And you might put 10 people in a room and 4 like you and 4 don't and 2 don't care. So knowing that is the audience you're broadcasting to, and knowing that self-critiquing, regardless of what you do in life, is one of the most difficult, painful, and unrewarding aspects of looking and trying to evaluate your career, you know, it's a very tough thing to kind of get a handle on. And that is what I struggle with, and I'm sure a lot of broadcasters do too. How can you regulate success? They'll tell you, well, if you get a contract or if you get a paycheck every week and if you get assignments every week and if you're employed,
that's all you should care about.
That's the way you regulate it. I guess that, but to me that's empty. I think that your success has got to be something that you can try to measure, and I think in broadcasting that really is the only way to do it. But it rings hollow because you know that there are some guys that are at the very top of the profession that don't do a very good job, but are there for a variety of reasons, whatever they might be. And that's the tough thing to swallow. So what you do is you stay true to yourself. You make sure that you are, you know, a great advocate of attention to detail. You continually try to better yourself. And if you look in the mirror on Sunday morning before you put on your headset and go in that NFL broadcast booth and say, I have done all I can do to get ready for this game. Now it's got to be what I can retain, how I convey it, how I work with my partner, how I work with the truck, you know, and all those things. And that, it's a very nebulous thing. And that's one of the toughest things about broadcasting.